Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about clearing some health clutter. Are you longing to feel healthy and vibrant? Do you need help being held accountable? Have you found yourself knowing you need to make some lifestyle changes, but not sure where to start? Learn about some items to support you in creating strong lifestyle changes as we continue our month focused on products I love. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired because these products have really helped me. I want to age well. My health has been a priority. I have a lot more stress than normal. And Noom and my smartwatch have helped keep me sane. I'm not an affiliate, meaning I don't make any money, but when I get excited about stuff, I like to share it with you. And again, this is kind of a fun month for me to do things a little bit differently. You can look beyond health. And if you're like, hey, I'm in pretty good shape, think about this as perhaps giving you some suggestions for where you might be weak. If we aren't strong in areas, having accountability helps us clear our clutter and makes us stronger. Even if you are in great shape, these might be able to help you in some way. Now, it doesn't have to be these specific products. You might say, hey, Noom doesn't sound like the right thing for me, but maybe Weight Watchers is something that would help you. So I hope that this gives you some things to think about and you can do your own research and get something that can support you. For example, you might do just fine with a health journal. And I'm going to talk about one that I use. I've seen some that are super specific, like focusing on losing weight, focusing on exercise, I've seen them for weightlifting. My hope is today's episode spurs you to take action towards better health. And again, maybe it's just the accountability that you need to hear about. But for you, maybe that means sitting less, making a doctor's appointment, eating better, getting some sunshine, or drinking more water. So first up is Noom. Again, not an affiliate. The biggest benefit for me, first of all, Noom keeps me accountable. And a couple times when it's been super crazy and I haven't logged my meals, my coach is like, warning, danger, Will Rogers, you haven't logged in, what's up? And so that'll kind of spur me. I'm really looking at this from a place of grace, meaning that I'm doing the best I can. I acknowledge that and I'm okay with it. And I have to be. I always have a choice, so I don't say I don't have a choice, but I'm compassionate enough with myself right now to just know that it's all good. So I think probably for me, if you've been a long-time listener, you know that I talk about emotional eating, and that has probably been one of the biggest challenges in my life. And what Noom has done for me is it has helped me identify where my challenge and default mode. Now, I will share this, and you probably might chuckle and be like, really, Julie? That if I sit down and eat in front of the TV, and we don't do that often, but you know, maybe on a Saturday night, maybe on a Friday night, maybe on a Sunday afternoon, I might have snacks. We'll have a snack or something and be watching TV, and I can make a whole bag of chips disappear. And so I'm still learning. They have all these mini lessons, and I'm on level 200 something, and they're broken down. And throughout all these lessons, that was one of the things that it helped me identify that I completely go in pilot mode. Now, probably part of me knew that, but for whatever reason, I had to have it laid out. I'm now on a lesson about emotional eating. That's what I would term it, and how our emotions affect us. And so coming up with a game plan, like, okay, knowing that I can stop, take a deep breath, and they have you do all these exercises. So one of the huge benefits for me has been not completely preventing my emotional eating, but I will say this, because I'm in such an emotional time, with my mother, and there's a lot of other stuff, family stuff going on health-wise. It has been really stressful. And God love Cotty, because she said, I want you, you know, how are you doing with everything that's going on? And you need to make sure that you're taking care of your health. So if I did not have Noom and the other things that I'm doing, I would be eating my way across America, because my default mode is to eat when I'm stressed. So this has been incredibly helpful to me during this challenging time in life. And so it's been educating me. It's been helping me find my triggers and my, what I would call, autopilot response. That has been super helpful. It makes you be accountable by logging everything. And so you log your meals, and they have a database. So that makes it super easy. And if you find something that isn't in the database, you can add it, which is great, because it not only helps you, but it helps everyone who's in the system. It has helped me because I log exercise. I have a smartwatch, but I also log it here. Water, that's another thing I love that they ask. And it's super positive reinforcement. You know, like I joke, danger Will Rogers, but the coach is it's positive reinforcement. It's nothing, no shame, no, you're doing this wrong, no bad. I think that how they psychologically have just figured it out. And so I don't feel guilt. I feel like, oh yeah, I got to get back with this. Let me log my meals. Let me get back to my lessons. And so it has been great at keeping me accountable. And you know, another thing I would say where I was challenged is I had no clue about calories. Yeah, I would know, like, you know, something's going to be like a high calorie meal, but I couldn't even say, oh, well, that's like a 2000 calorie meal as opposed to a 4000 calorie meal. And so it's made me more aware of calories, and between my smartwatch and Noom kind of helping me gauge, like, how many calories are you really burning? I was so bummed out, guys. So we got mulch to get the house ready, and we got 8 cubic meters of mulch, and I'm guessing we probably needed 6. So thankfully we did one day, and then thankfully the second day our neighbor let us borrow his little, it's like a little doll, not a dolly, it looks, it's shaped like a cart, but a wheelbarrow. But anyway, it's a great, like, you can lift it up and dump it anyway. And then he and his kids came over, they felt bad, they saw me at my sad little pace and helped us anyway. So we spread 8 cubic meters of mulch, and that's a lot. So anyway, super bummed, because I said, I bet you I broke 15,000 and my smartwatch froze. So I was not amused, because I had mowed that day and we've been doing all this mulch. But anyway, the mulch has been spread, and I put that down as exercise. And so they had a category of other, but to give me, it gives me an idea of how many calories I'm spending. You weigh in, and they explain to you, because I was always like, eh, you don't want to weigh in every day, but they explain to you and break that down why you want to do that. So it has been incredibly helpful. Now, at the same time, I'm also doing, you know, the sleep apnea thing. It has been now 5 weeks that I've been on the machine. And so I have to follow up and get my update, because they, at 30 days and 90 days, let me know, and we'll let the doctor know where I am. And so, like at 10:30 at night, I'm tired, but I'm not taking a nap. Now, I feel like if you haven't slept for 15 years, then probably it's going to take your body a while to reap the benefits. So I feel like I'm slowly getting there. And then we're still dealing with the thyroid. So having this accountability for my health and looking at my health opportunities and doing what I can, and knowing, you know what, again, I'm looking at this at the long race. My birthday's tomorrow. I'm having a slice of cheesecake, kids. I am doing it. I always have a slice of cheesecake on my birthday, and Cheesecake Factory is where I'm getting it from. I'm getting out of my comfort zone, and we're going to do a zip line in this ropes course. So if this is the last podcast you hear, I did not make it back. Feel stuck, but have no clue what you need to do to move forward? Would you like to feel energized and excited every day? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Julie Caraccia supports you in finding the answers within and then taking action to make changes happen. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie can support you with life coaching. Other thing that Noom does is they have a personal coach and a group coach. Because I do both of those, I'm a huge fan on it. Now, the group is really going to depend on your group, or they're like, yeah, rah, rah, let's all participate or not. So that you don't have too much control over. But there are people all over the world in my group, which I think is pretty cool. So like I said, when I hadn't logged in, the personal coach followed up. I've told her where my challenges and struggles are, and she's just been really good. And she's like, you know, one thing can you do this week? So understanding that, you know what, right now, this is the only bandwidth I can do is if I can drink an extra glass of water, or even one glass of water a day. So being very aware of that and being able to do that. And so anyway, I love that they have the coaching option, because I found that beneficial. It's accountable, the coaching, the educating you in the areas of nutrition, the psychology. It just, to me, is a really wonderful and easy to use app. So that has been one thing that I've used. Now I'm tackling this in a couple of ways, because as I've said, this is where I'm weak. This is where I have learned, wow, you really had a lot that you needed to learn, but I need different things to be held accountable. So the other thing I have is a smartwatch. I'll put that up. I got from Costco, the Galaxy Pro 2, I think it's a Samsung. Now there's a lot of things. I was first of all bummed. Tony could get a discount through work on the Apple Watch, but Apple, I couldn't get an Apple Watch unless I had an Apple phone. I have an iPad, but I can't have an iPad. You have to have the phone just to sell more products. Super annoying. I'm telling you, Apple, I might go PC at one point. I'm not amused. So anyway, so then I was like, oh, it's on sale. Let's get it at Costco. Now the first one died, but I'm on my second one. But luckily it died within that 90-day window. So I think I just got a bad Apple. Although it did freeze the other day and I wasn't amused. But as a whole, I love it. And the guy came to Power Wash the other day and he's like, oh, you have the same one. I haven't seen anyone else with this. But it can do a lot. But what I use it for is it counts steps. It tells me how many calories I've burned. It has a sleep option, which prior to getting the sleep apnea machine, I'm like, I'm not getting any sleep. Because it, now again, is it going to be as accurate as a sleep apnea test? Definitely not. But I believe it gives you enough information that if you were to say, dang, I'm only getting 3 to 4 hours of sleep tonight, and it goes into the quality of sleep, you might say, maybe I need to get this checked out by a doctor. I love that I can set reminders. It also reminds me when I'm sitting too long, which this has been super duper important, because you know, if I'm at my desk and I get in my work mode, this morning Tony said to me, yeah, this is the third time I've asked you. I'm like, because I'm focused on something. And I said, when I get in that tunnel. So when I'm in that mode, bam, I can get up and it'll say, and I'll have little stretches you do and, you know, your little arm stretches and it counts. And so that has been really helpful. You can add the weather, which I'm a weather nerd, so I just like that. You can do take calls and all that other fancy pants stuff. But I think for me, the biggest thing, see, I'll show this. So it shows minutes I've exercised. And that's the other thing. So I was out doing the mulch this morning, finishing that up. And it was able to say, oh, you're exercising. Let's count that. So you can see I have a little heart. So they have pink, green, and blue. So the blue are the number of hours I stay active. The pink is calories burned, and the green is minutes exercise. So we have a target for me to do every day. And because of this, I've been hitting 6,000 steps most day. So then you've got all these other little options. And so like when I exercise, although I messed up once and put swimming, and I don't know when I was hiking, so it still counted something. But, and then it tells me the week, you can see everything and how I'm doing. And because I have this, I'd be really curious when I'm at the beach next week how I do with steps. But, you know, most of the time I'm getting at least 6,000 steps. And, you know, I read the 10,000 is kind of a generic number. But, I mean, it's something for me, like, always to strive for. But I'm like, if I'm getting 6,000 steps in from what I've read, that's pretty good. So the smartwatch has been another really great avenue for me to keep accountable. And because, you know, I went to a paper planner this year. I found the Fox, it's called the Fox Planner. Oh, you can't see it. Well, let's see. There you go. a little bit of it. So that's the got a cute little fox in turquoise, my new happy color. And so in this, what they have, first of all, I like it for many reasons, but see, then I can put, you can see over here. So it's a little hard maneuvering on the video, but so they have, I can write, it has little columns so that I can keep track of habits and skills. So for me, that's where I put exercise and water. And again, if I don't get it in the Noom app that I had water today, I've got it here. And that just makes it easier. Okay, all right, mark down you had water. And so that's just another way to help me feel accountable. And it's about developing these habits. And so these three things I really like and have helped me get healthy. I'm about down 10 pounds. I wanted to be more, but again, given everything, and if the hypothyroidism, that's one of the big things that can prevent you from losing weight. So I think I'm feeling really good about stuff. And my goal for the year is 30, so we'll see. But in general, I have to be happy with everything. And again, just a note, check in with your doctor, physician. I'm doing that. I'm moving forward. I just want to make sure that even if you have these things or anything that you're accountable for, maybe it's you check in with a coach or you're checking with your doctor, just make sure that you are taking good care of yourself. And, you know, this isn't limited to losing weight and better nutrition. That's my focus. You know, if you aren't sleeping and you're exhausted all the time, as my doctor said, I think you have sleep apnea. You don't want to be outside because of allergies or you're sensitive to sunshine, then that's a time to talk to the doctor and take action. So those are my three products that I wanted to share today and that just have helped me. And, you know, hopefully this gives you a springboard or a starting point and that you can find something. Again, I'm focused on health, but maybe you think, if there's an app like Noom, maybe there's an app to do whatever. Truthfully, there's probably an app for it these days that can help you remain accountable, can help you keep track of things. But these are some tools that have helped me and hopefully some options for your toolbox or to get you started on finding what you do need. Take actions from today's podcast. Acknowledge what health clutter you have. Decide on lifestyle changes you'd like to make. Consider what tools can help you remain accountable. Consult a doctor if necessary. Begin steps towards healthy living. On our next episode, we're talking about confessing. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.